You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So it's a very odd time to be alive, as they say.
The Wire.
And over to you now, James.
So, with the world still in chaos, it is still important to remember that the impacts of recycling, as well as our everyday consumption, are important to how our world works. So, earlier in this year, in August, I talked to the CEO of Plastics New Zealand, Rachel Barker, about the Waste Minimisation Act and the circular economy. Having now received $1 million in funding from the government, as well as having $700,000 of their own to put towards making plastics part of New Zealand's circular economy, I'm also going to give a brief overview. The circular economy is based around the ability to use products and resources more than once and renewing their life cycle instead of going straight to the landfill or even worse, polluting our environment. So ultimately, most products become part of the circular economy. However, some, such as plastics, may take hundreds of years to do so as they decompose. With some urgency to address this problem in New Zealand and how we can minimise our waste, I start off by asking about what the Waste Minimisation Fund is all about.
The fund basically is there to boost New Zealand's performance in waste minimisation. The government's often saying we have a rubbish record on waste, and that's very true. If you look at the per capita amount of waste that goes to landfill for New Zealand, it's quite horrific. So the WMF actually invests in infrastructure and services, educational activity, and all sorts of different projects, all aimed at waste minimisation in some form or other. So the money for the fund, that comes from the waste levies. So when you put something to landfill, there's a disposal levy that's attached to that at the moment for certain landfills. And then that money goes through to government and is available, part of it for council and part of it in the contestable fund.
Okay, so Plastics New Zealand has received $1 million in funding from the government and has a $1.7 million overall fund. What is this funding going towards?
So we will be running a program aimed specifically at accelerating New Zealand's transition to a circular economy, and all focused on plastics, basically. So there's a lot of talk at the moment about 2025 targets and making sure that all of our plastics are recyclable, reusable or compostable by 2025. Just because you've got those targets doesn't mean that the pathway is clear. There's a lot of change happening in the New Zealand resource recovery and waste system, particularly since COVID hit. And those changes are happening faster than companies can keep up with. So one of the things that we're really aiming to do with this program is actually help work with companies to give them the right information and advice so that they can actually walk out that journey to a circular economy by 2025. It's going to include some circular plastics training, so packaging technologists or people who are specifying plastics into durable products. They'll be able to attend the course and learn more about circularity within the New Zealand context, what things they need to be thinking about with their product or packaging designs, or that end-of-life piece to make sure that we can keep this valuable resource in circulation. So there's two other pieces to the program as well. There's a design advisory service. One thing we see a lot at the moment, there's consultants in the technical plastic space or the environmental space or the circular economy space, but you don't tend to have one consultant that can cover all three of those areas, and that's really what's needed to help a specific company or brand meet those 2025 targets. So what we're doing there is basically going to build a framework where we can work with companies and pull together these consultants to work with them and create action plans that can be implemented towards that circular economy journey. And then the last bit, and one that's quite exciting for us, is actually pulling together working groups for different specific plastic waste streams. So it might be a particular type of plastic or it might be a particular plastic product that's used somewhere in New Zealand. And actually facilitating work into finding national solutions for the recycling of those materials. So basically making sure that we can divert a lot of plastic waste from landfill and keep it in circulation within the New Zealand manufacturing system.
So why is Plastics New Zealand the right organisation to be receiving this funding to put this into place?
So we get we represent the plastics manufacturers and the resin suppliers. So we're, you know, right in the middle of the chain, if you look at it that way. We've also got the onshore reprocessors within our membership, so the guys who are actually taking that waste and turning it back into plastic pallets that can then be remanufactured into other things. The other thing we also get on an almost daily basis, at times, is calls from brand owners asking for advice around their packaging in particular and what they need to be doing to make sure that it's recyclable in the New Zealand context. So we're right across the system, basically, when it comes to talking to the different players. We also collaborate really closely with the other organisations in the plastics, packaging and resource recovery sector. So that, you know, we all make sure that our work streams are aligned and that we're working to the same goals for New Zealand Inc.
Okay, and what would the potential impacts have been if Plastic New Zealand hadn't received this funding?
Well, I think we would have seen a lot of smaller efforts and quite sort of siloed efforts into meeting the circular economy targets that companies are putting up with. Putting up with is not the right term there, those efforts, because they would have been isolated, may not have actually had quite the right information in terms of the New Zealand context. People often look to what's happening in Europe or America and think, oh, okay, it's working over there, we can do that here. But what they might not be realising is that New Zealand's system's more limited in terms of resource recovery and onshore reprocessing than what you can do in Europe. And that comes down to the economics, basically. You know, our amount of waste is tiny in comparison to what is being produced in Europe or America. So the scales of economy don't work when it comes to some of the very large infrastructure you need to reprocess materials. So for us, it's about making sure we're using the right materials for the New Zealand context, and that we've got the right infrastructure for our system being put into place. And the collaborative effort and doing that across the New Zealand system, that's going to achieve much greater benefits in terms of diverting plastics from landfill.
Okay, so you talked about giving advice to businesses. So will this initiative be available to any company who are using plastic packaging, or will there be more of a focus on some of our biggest companies who are using a lot of plastic packaging?
So the design advisory service and the circular plastic training will be available to pretty much anybody who wants to access them. We may, depending on the interest, to be honest, because, you know, we do have, it sounds like a huge amount of money, but it is still limited funding. So we need to make sure that the companies that are engaging with it are going to have good results. So we may have to have some sort of an application or tender process in play there if the interest is really high. But certainly at the start, the framework will be able to cope with anybody from a very small brand owner who may only have one or two products on the market, right up to some of the bigger ones. We've even talked about potentially having local councils involved with the design advisory, if they so desire. So, you know, at this stage, we're really looking at basically enabling anybody who wants to engage to be part of it, but we'll have to base it a little bit on interest. And, if everyone's all of a sudden coming together and saying, oh, yeah, we want to be involved, we might have to just put a bit of framework in place and some sort of an application process for that one.
Okay, so I was wondering, so with plastic recycling, obviously a lot of it does also come down to the public being educated on plastic recycling and making sure they're putting in their recycling bin and it's been washed out. So how much can be done to improve the efforts to take part in the circular economy without seeing a massive behavioural change in the public?
So in terms of on the business side, the changes that will be making from businesses and what they're putting products into, that's going to have a real impact on what is ending up in your curbside collection, for example, because it's going to reduce the materials down to those that are actually recyclable on shore. There's other government action at the moment, consultation open around phasing out certain materials from curbside, and also standardising curbside collections. So all of that will basically make it a lot easier for the consumer to make a decision as to, you know, okay, what do I need to do with this? We're also talking about labelling across the system and with governments. So, you know, we're looking to make sure that there's good recycling labelling on packaging, which again will help people actually decide what to do with the stuff that they're left with in the end. So that this program is definitely going to assist in the movement towards a circular economy, but it's only a piece of the overall work stream that's underway with industry and government at the moment.
Okay, I guess that sort of answers my last question, which was what can the public expect going into the future when it comes to plastic packaging? Should they expect to be able to recycle more? And I mean, did sort of say yes to that.
Yes, yeah, definitely. So, you know, in terms of the direction that we're all travelling, both in New Zealand and globally, we are going to see probably more consolidation in material types. So different use cases for packaging will end up in particular materials that we know can then go and be recycled. The products in the way that people are designing their packaging and products, it'll be much more designed for end of life. So, you know, if it's a multi-piece bit of packaging or something, that'll be designed so it can actually come apart really easily and people can put, you know, the cardboard into one bin, the plastic into another and the foil somewhere else. So, we'll see a lot of those changes happening over the next 5 to 10 years, which will ultimately just make things a bit easier. But I think the other thing too to remember is, you know, when it comes to circular economy, one of the biggest enemies to that is overconsumption. You know, it's, you know, if you don't buy a heap of stuff, you don't produce a lot of waste. So, you know, that is one thing that people can actually do on an individual basis as well, is actually, well, okay, look at what you're buying and do you need to be going and buying a bottle of water every day, or could you take your reusable bottle and fill that up? You know, do you need to be getting your takeaways in packaging and taking that home, or could you actually take your own container? You know, we're seeing a lot more of those reuse options becoming available and expect to see that increase as well over the next while.
Well, what a phenomenal thing for you to say.
The Wire.
So that was Rachel Barker, the CEO of Plastics New Zealand, and we did get in a text about it. And so right now it isn't compulsory for companies to be taking part in this. However, in this situation, Plastics New Zealand is an organisation that does represent a lot of New Zealand's largest plastic producers. So I think we should expect that most of New Zealand's largest producers will be taking part in these schemes, as this is sort of part of their organisation. And I think the other important thing to realise is that for a lot of businesses, I think they will take part because there is some shared value creation, and that there will be economic value for them, and that it could reduce their packaging pricing. And there's also some social value in that it is reducing the harm to the environment. I think that this is only like the first step. New Zealand really doesn't have a lot of processes in place to recycle plastics. A lot of ours is being sent overseas. And I think that there's a real need to develop it onshore, as she pointed out, because I think it was something like 60% of what we put into recycling doesn't actually end up getting recycled. It gets put into landfills. So I think one of the other key messages as consumers, we do have to be making sure that we are putting the right plastics into recycling, and that we are washing out containers before we put them into recycling. Otherwise, chances are they might end up in the landfill either way.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.